At the moment, the focus is very much on getting the mental capacity legislation done and getting it delivered and into the branches and the scrutiny work on that, making sure that that's right. There are changes over in the UK as well and looking at the code of practice, so I'll be working on that. There's secondary legislation in relation to the adoption bill, and there's the reform legislation as well to the whole healthcare piece on the island, so I'll be working on that as well. And there are a number of different things that are already kind of in the pipeline that are extremely important that we need to get in. Another example would be the mental health amendments as well to that piece of legislation, which some of which is quite woefully out of date, so it needs to be brought up to time.
And obviously you did have so much that you were looking at within the Department of Home Affairs. How sad are you to have left that department and some of that work potentially unfinished?
I've worked on the primary pieces of legislation and it's a very, very long process for the secondary pieces, for the guidance, for the training, for all of that to be worked up and those pathways to be worked up. That is very, very much policy driven. And I feel that I've gotten those pieces of primary legislation through the branches, through the MOJ, Ministry of Justice, and back to the island. They are acts. And to a point where I feel comfortable that I've done as much as I can for them, I'm more than happy. And I've told the Minister for the Department of Home Affairs this, or the Minister for Justice and Home Affairs, that anytime that, you know, they're in need of any support, that I'm happy to provide that support.